Hi Podcast, thanks so much for tuning in to our messages. If you want more information about our service times, campus locations or anything else, why don't you check us out at planetshakers.com. Today we have Pastor Davonga sharing a sermon on a revival mindset. We pray you encounter Jesus through this word.
You know, as I was preparing today, I was like, God, what am I going to preach on? What should I preach on? And I knew I was going to preach, but it was meant to be later on in the year. But I felt God drop a word in my heart sometime last week. And to be honest with you, I thought, hey, is it going to be relevant when I preach it down the line? But God had a plan. He knew it was a word for now. He knew that I'll be standing on this platform today, almost 10 years to the day that I walked into this church. He knew that I had to deliver this word. The title of my message today is Revival Mindset. How many of you are excited that this is the year of revival? Now, I want to encourage you, don't wait till April to come in agreement with that word. Don't wait till May, June, July. You need to believe that revival is here for you today, right here, right now. It's been declared over this house. It's for you. It's for your family. You take hold of that word and say, God, you've called me to be a person of revival. I am going to be revived. I am going to be restored. I am going to be renewed because you've said it. So I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait until I think, right, I'm going to decide that right now, right here, I am going to have a mindset of revival. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I ask just the same way you gave this word to me. May it speak to every person here. May it give them great encouragement. May it allow them to align themselves with your prophetic word, revival. Would you change every mindset, every ear hearing the sound of my voice right now? May every heart come in agreement with your word, Almighty. To you be all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Tell somebody that I've got my mind made up for revival. Now, if we're going to be agents of revival in our city, in our families, in our schools, we need to have a revival mindset. Now, what is a mindset? A mindset is a collection of things that we believe, things that we assume, things that we've been taught. Now, my belief system is always going to affect my reality. What I believe internally is always going to be reflected externally. Where my mind is set, my life will follow. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, to have a revival mindset, we need to people who understand that we need to be focused on faith, hope, and love. God operates everything he does on those three things: faith, hope, and love. They work together in great harmony for us to really understand and outwork God's plan in our life. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Now, without faith, we cannot know the God of love. Without hope, we could not endure our faith until we meet him face to face. But in spite of all those great things about faith and hope, the reality is love is the greatest. You know, I was just reflecting back on the 10 years of my journey here at Planet Shakers. And really, if I can sum it up into one thing, is the fact that God has really revealed his love to me. God has reminded me that I don't care about your works. I don't care about your mistakes. I don't care what you've done right, what you did wrong. I don't care where you've come from. I don't care about your education status. I love you. I want to remind you today, it doesn't matter what you've been through in life. Doesn't matter what you face. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. God loves you unconditionally. You need to realize that you can't pay for this love. You cannot earn it. There's nothing you can do. Other religions say that you need to do good works for you to be approved by their so-called God. But God is saying, now I paid the price. I paid the price in full. You only have one job, and that job is to receive. Matthew 22 says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. In other words, everything that we believe is based on these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Vertically, give God all your adoration. Give him everything that you have. Horizontally, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. You are in the center of that. Now, how are we going to be able to love others as much as we love ourselves? The key is receive God's love. The measure that you learn to receive God's love is the measure that you learn to love yourself. Because as you draw closer to him, you begin to get a picture of how precious you are in his eyes. You begin to get a picture that he created you wonderfully and intricately. He created every single part of you. He knew the mistakes that you go through. He knew the struggles that you're going to go through, because they're going to shape who you are. And he loves you just as you are. And he wants you to be effective for his kingdom. You know, we live in a world that's twisted the word love in so many ways. Hijacked the word love. I want us as Christians to really understand that this is the definition of who our God is. We need to get a new revelation of God's love in our heart. And I really pray for those people who've been struggling to receive God's love. Where your heart has been so hardened, I pray right now that that hardness is completely broken off in the name of Jesus. That you receive God's love freely. Now Romans 8 says, and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Come on, can I get an amen for that? Nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor our fears of today or our worries of tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above and the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. You got to understand this, friends. That without love, we have nothing. Without love, we have nothing at all. And without love, we don't have hope. Now, what is hope? Hope is a joyful and confident expectation that God's promises will come to pass. In other words, what God has declared is going to come to pass. Hope keeps us moving forward. Hope allows us to dream and move forward. One thing I hate about the year that we've been through is the fact that in this lockdown, people's hearts and dreams have been completely locked away. People's ability to dream and have a vision for a future was diminished and locked away. I'm here to remind you, because we serve a God who's alive and true, a God who loves us unconditionally, we can dream, we can move forward, we can have a vision, we can have a dream to see this city saved, we can have a dream to see your children come back to God, we can dream and believe that you are gonna be healed. Whatever the doctor said, you can have hope, because our hope is in Christ Jesus. And because our hope is in him, the price has already been paid for in full. You know, today we had the privilege of watching these amazing kids being dedicated, one of them being my own as well. Amen. I am a proud dad of three girls, and it's a great thing to be a girl dad. Ain't that right, Pastor Rudy? Yes, sir. You know, yesterday, Pastor Josh and I went to visit a family who wanted to dedicate their child, but they couldn't be here today. I met baby Lana, beautiful baby. She was born with Edwards syndrome. In other words, she's got a hole in her heart, cysts growing in her brain. When she was born, the doctor said, look, there is no hope. We don't believe that you'll be able to take your child home. You're going to have to stay in the hospital. She needs to be hooked up to all the machines and all the systems. We need to monitor her. I'm here to tell you that I walked into that house yesterday, not knowing what we were going to expect. But as soon as we walked in, we felt a sense of hope in that house. I looked at that child and I looked and I said, man, God, only you know. This child, you are in control. They say she's not going to be home. She's home right here, right now. She's there in her house. Her family have hope. The hope in God, knowing that by his stripes, she is healed. I didn't walk out of there depressed. I didn't walk out of there feeling sorry for them. I walked out full of hope and faith, saying, God, you can work in every situation. We can't explain how some things happen, but one thing that we do know is that you are true. And what you declare come to pass, and you are a loving God. I sense God's love so powerfully and so real. Where the enemy has stolen hope in your situation, I'm here to remind you that you can have hope in Jesus. But here's the thing though. Hope alone is not enough. Hope needs an anchor. Hebrews 11 says this, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things that we hope for. Hope is for the future, faith is for the present. Because we have faith in God, we can hope that we're going to experience that breakthrough. Because we have faith in God, we can hope that no matter what the bank balance says, my God is my provider because he's declared it. Because we have hope, because we have faith, we can hope that whatever situation we are facing, God is true. Now, I love this version here. It says that it's the confirmation, the title deed. Now, remember years ago, my parents were living in Germany and they wanted to buy a house in Zimbabwe. They had no means of going to see that house in Zimbabwe. All they had to do was trust and send the money. They sent the money, it arrived in Zimbabwe, the owner of the house took the house, signed the title deeds, put them in a DHO envelope, sent them all the way back to Germany. Now picture this, my parents have not seen this house, they've not slept in this house, they've not even walked into it, but because they were holding the title deeds, they own the house. The word of God is our title deed. Because God says that you are healed, we believe that we are healed. Because God says that I'm the provider, we believe that he is the provider. Because God said that we are going to experience the breakthrough, we are holding the title deed. We are holding the title deed. I'm here to remind you, you got to know what your title deed says. You got to know what you have ownership to. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. Don't allow the devil to whisper lies to you. You've got the victory. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but guess what? We have the victory. We have the victory. It's been paid in full, signed, sealed, delivered. It's yours. You've got to claim it. You have to claim it. You got to know what's yours. You got to know what's been entrusted to you. The devil loves to challenge our faith. You know, in 1 Peter, it says that he roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. The key word is not lion. It's like, it's an imitation. And I'm from Africa, so I can talk about lions. I got the license for that, I believe. When lions go hunting, yeah, they go hunting in a pack. There's always one old lion. This old lion is a little slow, no longer has the same bite, but it has one job. Its job is to go in front of the prey and leave all the other younger lions surrounding it. Its only one job is to roar, to put fear in the prey, to either paralyze the prey or make the prey retreat. That's the only job it has. And that's exactly how the devil operates. He's roaring, putting fear in you, putting intimidation in you, putting hesitation in you. You feel this urge to move forward in your business, but you're thinking, oh man, that roar of that job keeper ending is slowing you down. You want to restore your marriage and you know you can have a better life, but that fear of, ooh, what if this doesn't work out? Can I trust them anymore? That roar that says, hey, don't come out of your house. It's not safe out there. That roar that says, you're not too old to realize those dreams. Age ain't nothing but a number. You decide what time it is. You decide how old you are. You decide what moves you're going to make because you have the title deeds. Because you have the promise. It's amazing to me how the enemy still uses the same tactics. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that you might have life and life in abundance. Life to the full. I am tired. I'm tired of living life halfway measure. I want to live my life to the full. I love that new song. And I'm living and I'm living and I'm living and I'm living my best life. Man, I love that song. I love that song. I don't know how many livings there. How many livings there? 7, 8? But I just love the fact that God's plan is for us to live life to the full. And the enemy just deceives us, slows us down, robs from us, robs your joy. And I remember last year, I felt God tell me that, hey, last year was the year of acceleration, yeah? And I felt God say, hey, your word for acceleration is joy. And the start of the year, I was like, 2020, woohoo, yes, another decade, I'm excited. 2020 vision, joy, ah, that makes sense. The year started, my friend, woo. Man, the year started, yeah? I was like, God, this joy thing you're talking about ain't really, you know, working out as you planned it out to be, you know? But I felt this, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God gave me a picture of a piece of leather being stretched. Sometimes to stop those cracks happening, you need to put some kind of ointment, some kind of oil on there. Yeah? That's the oil of joy. When God says the joy of the Lord is your strength, when you're being pushed to the limit, when you're feeling the pressures of life, when you're being pushed in your relationship, God's like, look, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Here's that oil. I'm going to pour out that joy. I'm going to pour out that joy. No matter what you're going through, you feel like you're about to tear. But I'm like, not now. Here's my joy. Here's my strength. We need to understand that when God said that he's going to walk with you, he's going to walk with you. It doesn't mean that you won't go through trials. It doesn't mean that you're not going to face tribulations. It doesn't mean that you're not going to face challenges. But those challenges and tribulations are there to draw you closer to him, are there to make you realize that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, are there to remind you that you've been made the head and not the tail, are there to remind that you are above and not beneath, are there to remind you that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You need to tell yourself, I'm an overcomer. Come on, tell yourself, right? I'm an overcomer. The fact that you're sitting here tells me that you've overcome one or two things in your life. You got to remind yourself of that. And guess what? God was standing right beside you. So you can have faith in him. You can have faith in who he is. Here's the thing though. When God says have a revival mindset, when revival is declared and we all rejoice and we make noise, woohoo, revival. We're all happy to hear revival. And God's like, yes, have a mindset that's focused on me. Have a mindset that's focused on faith, hope, and love. But it's not for you alone. It's for what I want to do through you. I want to work through you. Our world needs hope now more than ever. Your workplace needs hope now more than ever. Your family needs you to walk in there with faith now more than ever. Your fire can sustain an entire community. And it's needed now more than ever before. And I told you that it's been 10 years since I walked into a Planet Shaker service. It's been the greatest 10 years of my life. What I didn't tell you is that I only walked into a Planet Shaker service because of someone's invitation. Because somebody decided to reach out and share their faith, share their hope, and share the love of God with me. I'd never heard of Planet Shakers. Yes, I grew up in a Christian home. But trust me, I was very, very far away from God. I tried going to church sometimes. I remember this funny situation I found myself in. I was in Ballarat years ago, and I was like, I woke up on a Sunday. I really wanted to go to church. I had no idea where the church was, but I knew there was a church building in my street. So I walked up into that church on a Sunday morning. I opened the door, and everybody was facing frontwards, and all I could see was white heads. Everybody in there was above 50. They turned around, they saw this African boy walk in. They were excited to see somebody in their church. But I was like, okay, Lord, I don't know whether this is the idea that you had for me to be in church. But that's how something in me was pulling, was pulling, was pulling. But I did not heed to that tug. But years on, I found myself in a situation where I couldn't work. I was going through some visa challenges. And I was feeling sorry for myself, feeling pity for myself, acting like a victim. You know, I remember opening up God's word, and that John 10:10 spoke to me, that I've given you life and life in abundance. And I've heard this urge that instead of just waiting here, why don't I go and volunteer somewhere? Why don't I do something as I wait for this breakthrough that I need in my life? Some of you are waiting for a lot of things in your life. But let me remind you, don't be stationary. Move. Sometimes you just gotta move. You don't know what's on the other side. So I went to this organization and I put my name down to volunteer. And there was this girl who I was going to replace. It happened to be a very last day. So they told me, hey, you need to walk around with this girl, shadow her wherever she goes, learn what she does, because that's what you're going to be doing from next week onwards. I spent time with this girl. It was like a food bank. So we had to go shopping and Audi and all these different things she was driving. And this girl was so full of life. She just kept sharing about all these things she's experienced in her life, all these things that God is doing in her life. And I was looking at her going, man, there's something different about this person. She asked me about my situation. I told her, yeah, this is where I am right now. I was like, don't worry about it. We hear testimonies about this in my church every week. People getting visas, people getting breakthroughs. You'll be all right. Why don't you come visit us on a Sunday? Now, we didn't change numbers or anything. I don't think Susan, I was dating Susan by the time. I don't think she'd appreciate me changing numbers with the girl. But anyway, we didn't change numbers, but she told me it was Planet Shakers Church. I went back home. I asked my housemate. I was like, hey, have you heard of a church called Planet Shakers? He's like, yeah, it's on Victoria Parade. We can go on Sunday. That Sunday, I woke up, dusted my Bible, which I was not been reading very much over the years. Dusted it, held my Bible like a good Christian African boy. Walked into Dallas Brooks. And I can tell you, the moment I walked in, I don't know what song was being sang. I don't know who was preaching. But I know that I felt the power and love of God like I've never felt it before. And since then, I've never looked back. I have never looked back. God has astounded me above and beyond my wildest dreams. Why? Because this one girl decided to be the light wherever she was. She decided to bring revival into her workplace. She had a revival mindset. You know, Acts 1:8 that we quote very often here says that you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's what we are called to do. We get to experience this every time. It's not ours to keep. We have to have a mindset that says, if I'm going to experience revival, I want others to experience revival as well. What I love about this is later on in Acts, it says that then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles instantly were healed and strengthened. This was a man who was in need, who was crippled. I don't know who around you may be crippled and in need in your workplace. I don't know who in your family needs you to come up and hold their hand up and stretch them up. Revival mindset is not just for us. It's about what God wants to do through us. But it really does start with us being able to receive from Him. Freely you've received, freely you give. And I really believe that God wants to pour out His love on us. Because we're only able to love with the measure that we're able to love ourselves. And that's determined by how much we receive His love. God's love is available for you. Maybe you're here, you just came to support someone who was being dedicated, or the family dedicating the baby. But God's got a plan, a bigger plan than you walking into a service on a Sunday. He wants to change your life like He did mine. Maybe you've been coming to church for years, but you know that somewhere there your heart has grown hard. You come in here, you feel alive, but as soon as you walk out the doors, something changes again. As soon as you face the situation, the devil reminds you of your mistakes. I'm here to remind you that God's love is free. It's His perfect love that casts out all fear. I ask us all to please stand up. You know, everything we do requires a response. As I said, the one thing that the Lord wants from us is just to receive. Lift your hands up as a gesture of you receiving right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Would you pour out a measure of your love like never before? Would you soften every heart that's been hardened by situations, hardened by the season, hardened by lies where hope has been deferred? Would you make that heart healthy again, Lord?
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?